Thank you, James. And now we have even more good news. Norwich City Centre has two Christmas markets underway. 250 Santa Clauses went on a Santa fun run around Eaton Park. Is that right? Perhaps I should have said Father Christmases or Father's Christmas. Anyway, a Norwich woman has collected piles of chocolate goods to donate to charity. And a winter campaign has raised £10,000 to help keeping elderly and vulnerable people warm this winter. So here are our warming stories.
Norwich City Centre will boast two Christmas markets, with festive food, drinks and gifts on offer for the next fortnight. Traders at the Norwich traditional Christmas market open their shutters on Friday morning, with many local businesses taking part. The free event runs until December the 23rd and also includes a winter tavern selling mulled cider, mulled wine, winter Pimm's, Bailey's hot chocolate and craft beer. There are 30 stalls at the market, including Waffle Works, which makes waffles in the shape of Christmas trees with sauces and toppings, the cheese board, beautiful bags and a pick and mix chalet.
Santa Claus came to town, all 250 of him, as runners young and old, dressed in Father Christmas suits, ran, jogged and walked around Eaton Park for East Anglia's children's hospices each. The park was painted red on Sunday as runners made their way round the 2 kilometre Santa run, which raised more than £5,000 for the charity. It was brilliant. Lots of festive cheer, and it got everyone in the Christmas spirit. It was really good. During the season of giving, each will be hosting a carol service at All Saints Church in the street in Poringland on Tuesday, December the 18th. Meanwhile, as Santa's Grotto for Dogs returned to Norwich City Centre on Saturday, the event, which has been held for several years, took place at the Forum, near the newly opened Christmas market. It is run in conjunction with the RSPCA Norwich and Mid Norfolk, with visitors invited to take a photo with Santa in exchange for a donation to one of its charities, which this year included the RSPCA and Pets as Therapy.
A Norwich woman is celebrating after collecting piles of chocolate goods to distribute to a charity in time for Christmas. Mari Russell has collected 124 chocolate items, including plenty of boxes of celebrations and heroes, as a fundraiser in time for the festive season. The chocolates will be donated to the head office of the charity Leeway, which supports those who have experienced or are experiencing domestic abuse. They will be donated to the 7 refuges across the county, as well as to the outreach families supported by the charity. She thanked the community of Taverham and Drayton, as well as friends and family who had donated.
A winter campaign aimed at keeping the elderly and vulnerable warm and cared for has surpassed its £10,000 milestone in public donations alone. Just after 2 weeks since its launch, the campaign reached £10,785 in public donations on Monday, December the 3rd. The campaign, run by the Norfolk Community Foundation and backed by the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, is aiming to raise £150,000 to tackle fuel poverty and isolation for those who struggle the most between now and the spring. Claire Cullins, Norfolk Community Foundation Chief Executive, said, "We're delighted that people have rallied around and have supported the surviving winter appeal so far. However, this is just the beginning. To ensure that local charities can provide essential support to some of the most vulnerable in Norfolk from right now through to spring, we still need urgent help from local people and businesses. Every donation makes a real difference. Surviving Winter reached a third of its target within a week of launching in November, after it received £50,000 from housing developers Hopkins Homes. The campaign is urging older people who do not need their winter fuel allowance to donate it to those who desperately do, as many are faced with choosing between paying the bills and putting food on the table. Funds raised in the appeal will be distributed to a range of good causes across Norfolk, including the Foundation Trust's key partners, Age UK Norfolk, Norwich Food Bank, and homeless charity St Martin's Housing Trust.
A social work team which helps Syrian refugees fleeing civil war settle in Norfolk has won a top prize at the Social Worker of the Year Awards. Norfolk County Council's People from Abroad team was named the winner in a creative and innovative social work practice category at the national event in London. The team, based in the Millennium Library in Norwich, was set up in October 2016 to respond to the needs of migrants and Syrian refugees arriving in Norfolk. Simon Shreve, service manager for the People from Abroad team, said, "It's an amazing achievement for the team to win this award. We are a tiny team covering a very large county, working with lots of people in the community to make a positive difference. The award is a tribute to everyone's efforts, not just our team."
Parents Steve and Julia Elliott, 38 and 36, from Swaffham, talk about their struggle after finding out that their son, Hugh, has autism. They reveal in their own words their journey from diagnosis to finding help in the Hamlet Centre, a Norwich-based charity that supports children and adults from birth to the age of 29, with disabilities and complex health needs. "About 9 months ago, we were visited by a health visitor that indicated that our three-year-old boy was showing signs of autism because of his lack of speech development and some of his behaviour. We consulted with our doctors and they told us to be prepared for a long road ahead. On the current NHS system, an autism diagnosis could take anywhere between 18 months and 3 years. That's why we decided to go to Poland for a private diagnostic, which we paid for ourselves. We came back with an official diagnosis and decided that we wanted to put Hugh into a special needs provision and nursery to help with his development. We didn't have any experience in having to ask the state for assistance. We assumed that with the NHS, everything would be fine. I started ringing charities and support groups. We were looking in the whole region for somewhere that would understand his condition, and the only place we could find was the Hamlet. Walking into the Hamlet, when we came to see it, was the first bit of hope we had in months. It sounds like a cliche, but the Hamlet was like a beacon of hope in the middle of a really dark place. We do a 60-mile round trip whenever we bring our son here, and that is because of how passionate and good they are with him."
The team at Bullard's Gin have revealed they plan to add an open kitchen restaurant and bar to their Crystal House Distillery in Norwich. Having gained planning permission to start operating a distillery out of the historic building on Castle Market Street this week, Bullard's chairman, Russell Evans, has announced plans for phase two of the project are already well underway. Phase one, which will commence early next year, will consist of converting the ground floor, creating a bar and shop, as well as adding toilet facilities. Mr. Evans said, "We want to be open from about 8 a.m. with people able to bob in and have a coffee and a nibble, pick up a bottle of gin and chat to the team. With new products in the pipeline and the relaunch of the bottle design creating £250,000 worth of Christmas pre-orders, head distiller Hamish Cross said the Future 50 company is here to stay. The current distilling unit we have here will service us for another 5 to 10 years. It's already allowed us to quadruple our output, he said. If we need something more, we'd open a sister distillery instead of moving. Early stage concepts feature recycled materials and stained glass windows incorporated into the design. We want it to feel industrial because of the distillery downstairs, but a lot of our buyers are women, so we want to bring an element of femininity. We'll work around copper, blush and charcoal tones for the interior, Mr. Evans added.
A former radio DJ and television presenter who has bounced back after ending up destitute and living on the streets of Norwich has launched his Warts and All autobiography. Tom Edwards was in Birmingham recently to unveil his life story, Is Anybody There?, which charts both his rise and fall. Mr. Edwards, who was born in Norwich and worked on the Norwich Evening News, started out playing records at Pontins in Pakefield back in the early 1960s, before a spell as a pirate radio DJ. He went on to work at Radio 1 and 2, as well as anchoring BBC's nightly Look East programme, before ending up in Hollywood. But after alcohol took a hold of his life, he ended up back in Norwich and homeless. But the book, published by Kaleidoscope, reveals how the late Bob Monkhouse, an entertainer, among others, had a part to play in Mr. Edwards' rise back from the brink.
3 years on from a major traffic shake-up, an historic area of the city centre could be in line for another revamp. Transport for Norwich has unveiled a new scheme to transform the Tombland area of the city, touting foot-level lighting, public drinking facilities and a greater space for pedestrians. The proposal would also see the fate sealed of the disused public toilets, which would be finally flushed out more than 6 years after being closed. The revamp would also see the instantly recognisable obelisk made into a central feature and the loss of pay and display parking and loading bays. However, the £1.3 million scheme is heavily hinged on the city successfully securing a share of the government's Transforming Cities Fund, which still hangs in a balance. Next week, members of the Norwich Highways Agency Committee will discuss whether to seek the public's opinion on the proposals.
The 200th No Cold Calling Zone has been launched in Norfolk, which means almost 10,000 homes in the county are now taking a stand against rogue traders. The milestone was celebrated at Norwich Housing Society's Lanchester Court off Adelaide Street, with the latest zone covering all 301 homes owned by the society in Norwich. No cold calling zones make clear to cold callers that they are not welcome and are likely to be reported to Trading Standards if they do knock on people's doors.